Friday will be sunny with a high near 48. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 1. And then Saturday night, showers and most likely cloudy with a low of 38. And Sunday will be partially sunny.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle.
Alabama U.S. Senate candidate Republican Roy Moore saying again last night while speaking at a Baptist church in Alabama that he is not going to end his candidacy. That comes as the Republican National Committee has pulled its support for Moore, who continues to deny charges of sexual misconduct with teenage girls decades ago. Vaughn Hilliard reports Republicans in the state of Alabama are still supporting him.
Since there has been no public outcry here from among the Alabama GOP apparatus, the governor, her last public comments were from 2 days ago when she said that she'd still vote for him.
That election is set for December 12th. Another murder in a Tampa, Florida neighborhood appears to be the work of a serial killer. This time, though, there are witnesses. They saw a man running from the scene in Seminole Heights where a man was shot and killed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
My Filipino wife lived most of her life sleeping on very hard surfaces. Well, now she gets the best sleep she's ever gotten in her life with her MyPillow. She sleeps all night, no tossing and turning. She sleeps great. She threw out the half dozen pillows she slept with since she came to the U.S. and just uses her MyPillow. When she found out it always stayed cool, was 100% machine washable and dryer safe, and totally made in the USA, well, that made her day. MyPillow is so sure you'll be satisfied, they offer a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now get this offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA. Remember to use promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get the 4-pack of pillows for 50% off. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code USA. My wife says salamat to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team. You'll thank them too.
President Trump is home from a 12-day Asia trip, tweeting that the U.S. is, quote, respected again in Asia. Of course, one of the big topics of discussion was North Korea. Now word is Chinese officials have confirmed they're sending a special envoy to the North this week. That part of the story from correspondent Bill Zimpfer.
It'll be the first visit by a high-ranking Chinese official to North Korea in over a year. Senior Chinese Communist Party official Song Tao is expected to arrive in Pyongyang Friday. His exact agenda has not been revealed, but he is expected to address North Korea's nuclear and missile program, which has strained relations between the countries.
A pair of key economic reports from the government issued this morning for October. The Labor Department says consumer prices barely rose last month. The Commerce Department says purchases of motor vehicles drove an unexpected rise in retail sales, which were up 0.2% when analysts expected them to be unchanged. This is USA Radio News.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Bible in Jackson.
This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle.
Five women accusing Moore of sexual misconduct when they were in their teens and he was in his 30s, and many Republican leaders still calling on him to step aside. This is USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions insisting he told the truth about contacts or the lack thereof with Russians during and after last year's presidential campaign. At a House hearing yesterday, Sessions said it's a lie to suggest that he has lied.
That is a lie.
And he rejected what he called false charges from Democrats. The jury to resume deliberations today in the corruption trial of Senate Democrat Bob Menendez, Scott Pringle reports.
The judge urged jurors to take as much time as needed and went on to say in his words, there's no hurry. This is not reality TV. This is real life. Those comments came after the newly formed jury on Monday said they were deadlocked on all charges against Senator Menendez just a few hours into deliberations, so the jury mulled the complex case over the entire day here, unable to reach a verdict. Meanwhile, the Jersey senator, he showed up and was allowed to leave in the morning, smiling the whole way to the car. He even held up his phone to the media on his way out.
I want to make sure I got a picture of all of you. I mean, you know, it's always one-sided.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Authorities investigating a deadly shooting spree in Northern California yesterday that ends at an elementary school in Tehama County. Here's the assistant sheriff.
We're working on motives at this time to figure out what the motive was for this event.
He did not identify the gunman who shot four adults to death yesterday before he was shot and killed by law enforcement. 10 other people hospitalized. 2 of those are young boys. The spree began at a home in rural Tehama County and eventually moved to the school, although they say there were at least 7 crime scenes. An Illinois congressman keeping his promise to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump, Luis Gutierrez, is joining a Tennessee Democrat, Steve Cohen, to start the process that they feel could end in the removal of Trump from the White House. A very high-speed transit system could be coming to Denver. That 200-mile-an-hour Hyperloop is promising to get people from Denver International to downtown Denver in 9 minutes. That run now takes nearly an hour with traditional mass transit. And a Virginia school district is apologizing after middle school students took a quiz that included answers like trophy wife and boy toy. The family quiz worksheet began with questions about the traditional family unit, but evolved into questions about marital infidelity. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Huntington County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Revival in Jackson.
This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle.
Five women accusing Moore of sexual misconduct when they were in their teens and he was in his 30s, and many Republican leaders still calling on him to step aside. This is USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions insisting he told the truth about contacts or the lack thereof with Russians during and after last year's presidential campaign. At a House hearing yesterday, Sessions said it's a lie to suggest that he has lied.
That is a lie.
And he rejected what he called false charges from Democrats. The jury to resume deliberations today in the corruption trial of Senate Democrat Bob Menendez, Scott Pringle reports.
The judge urged jurors to take as much time as needed and went on to say in his words, there's no hurry. This is not reality TV. This is real life. Those comments came after the newly formed jury on Monday said they were deadlocked on all charges against Senator Menendez just a few hours into deliberations, so the jury mulled the complex case over the entire day here, unable to reach a verdict. Meanwhile, the Jersey senator, he showed up and was allowed to leave in the morning, smiling the whole way to the car. He even held up his phone to the media on his way out.
I want to make sure I got a picture of all of you. I mean, you know, it's always one-sided.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Authorities investigating a deadly shooting spree in Northern California yesterday that ends at an elementary school in Tehama County. Here's the assistant sheriff.
We're working on motives at this time to figure out what the motive was for this death.
He did not identify the gunman who shot four adults to death yesterday before he was shot and killed by law enforcement. 10 other people hospitalized. 2 of those are young boys. The spree began at a home in rural Tehama County and eventually moved to the school, although they say there were at least 7 crime scenes. An Illinois congressman keeping his promise to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump, Luis Gutierrez, is joining a Tennessee Democrat, Steve Cohen, to start the process that they feel could end in the removal of Trump from the White House. A very high-speed transit system could be coming to Denver. That 200-mile-an-hour Hyperloop is promising to get people from Denver International to downtown Denver in 9 minutes. That run now takes nearly an hour with traditional mass transit. And a Virginia school district is apologizing after middle school students took a quiz that included answers like trophy wife and boy toy. The family quiz worksheet began with questions about the traditional family unit, but evolved into questions about marital infidelity. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 8:07. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, we're at the freezing mark. It's 32 degrees. Clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation today. It's going to warm up, though. Sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds and a high near 50. Winds light and variable. Cloudy with a rain developing after midnight, low around 40. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain is 70%. Rain showers early tomorrow, then some sunshine in the later in the day, a high of 54. Chance of rain 50%, and winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, sunny and 48. Considerable cloudiness on Saturday. Rain showers in the afternoon, a high around 50. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, 46. And on Monday, partly cloudy skies, a high of 45. Temperatures in the area. It is 32 in Raritan, 30 in Doylestown, 35 in Pittstown, 31 up in Asbury, 34 up in Califon, 34 in Lebanon, and 30 over in Reddington. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in the day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Somebody from ABBA has a birthday today. They have more number one hits than I think any group ever. It could be a fallacy. It could be a rumor, but I know they're way up there. It is Wednesday. Knowing you, you need to figure out what traffic is. So we got to get you some traffic, which I get from HARTTMA.com. If you register with them, you'll get the alerts that I get via email on the local county, state, and interstate roads, highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. So let's start from around 6:30 this morning. There was an incident on 78 eastbound at exit 24, Old Wick, White House, delays due to a motor vehicle accident. Those delays were all the way back to exit 12 as of 7 o'clock this morning. .22 eastbound Oldwick Road, White House congestion due to volume, and that was probably because everybody was navigating down to 22 to avoid the accident. So that's 7:37 this morning. Eastbound Clinton, 78 eastbound exit 15, reports of several accidents due to congestion, some delays. Use caution. I'm guessing that that has to do with sun glare. All that's happening. Drive safe, sound smart. Come on, folks. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. No Michelle Heide. She's in New York City doing her annual meeting with some other financial planners. So we'll catch up with her again next week. Diane Lane's back, though. Hopefully she's over her cold. We'll find out how she's doing around 8:40, and we'll talk about travel and vacations, which sounds pretty good right now, given how chilly it feels in the morning. So we'll talk with Diane Lane from DNL Travel. At 9 to 10, it's my eclectic mix of news and trivia and other information, Hunter Chamber Radio Sports. At 10 o'clock, we'll do a rewind. And then we'll move on to 11 with raising, I'm sorry, 10 o'clock is Staying Young, a medical show dedicated to information and medicinal health. Two doctors present that show and give you that information. Raising Conscious Kids Radio is on from 11 to 12. That's Kim Pramatic, and she brings you information about raising conscious kids in the 21st century who are more emotionally connected and more technologically savvy today than ever before. It requires a different way of raising kids and behavioral modification. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamura Roll is on from noon to one. Ruth brings you all sorts of advice about all the different mental and emotional stages that you might be feeling, stress, anger management, relationships, all that from noon to one. At 2 o'clock, it's Modern Design with Rich Scuderi. Rich comes on and talks about how to take care of your interior of your home in a frugal manner. Talks about all the latest trends and events that are happening and all the people that he uses to get his materials to achieve that. Talented People is on from 3 to 4. They bring you information about some up-and-comers, people who are a part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations, authors, public speakers, government officials, all that coming to you from 3 to 4. At 4 o'clock, it's The Human Side. David White and Art Nevin bring you information about organizations of people who are trying to make a difference in our world to overcome the human condition. And from 5 to 6, it's The Legends of Success, interviews with icons of business, their philosophies, and the way they achieved it. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store app, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce.
building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Jerry Butler, helping me with BrandingLights.com. Celebration beverages for the month, week, and day. It is National Entrepreneurship Month, and we are going to be celebrating entrepreneurship next Tuesday on the 21st, the annual awards of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the business awards, including Kids Awards, Kids in Business Awards. So come on over to Beaverbrook Country Club for breakfast and enjoy sharing in giving accolades to the people who have made a difference. Family Caregivers Month, National Georgia Pecan Month, Gratitude Month, National Healthy Skin Month, National Home Care and Hospice Month, National Impotency Month, National Inspirational Role Models Month, National Memoir Writing Month, National Long-Term Care Awareness Month, National Marrow Awareness Month, National Medical Science Liaison Awareness and Appreciation Month, National Native American Heritage Month, National Family Literacy Month, National Novel Writing Month, National Peanut Butter Lovers Month, National Pet Cancer Awareness Month, National Pomegranate Month. For today, this week, it is National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, Geography Awareness Week, National Nurse Practitioners Week, National Bible Week, Perioperative Nurse Week, National Split Pea Soup Week. You can keep that, thank you. Snow Care for Troops Awareness Week, World Kindness Week, American Education Week, National Book Awards Week. Got the library show on tomorrow at 11. National Global Entrepreneurship Week, all happening tomorrow. We have American Sands Sculpting Competition. Why they do that in November, I got no idea. And for today, we have a bunch of them today. It is American Recycles Day. It's George Spelvin Day, or More Than One Role Day. It's GIS Day, or Geographic Information Systems. It's National Bundt Pan Day. Remember the Bundt cake? Love those. National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, National Educational Support Professionals Day, National Philanthropy Day, Rock Your Mox Day, and I Love to Write Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day, and a little help from Jerry Butler. Pick something. Get involved. Vitamin C comes from the Good News Network, published on the 13th. And Damian Sharkoff is the author, posted with permission from Newsweek. Sometimes those people with the one percenters, the one that so many people are throwing under the bus, sometimes they actually use their money for good, and especially motivated from time to time when it affects them directly or indirectly. Bill Gates pledges a fortune to find Alzheimer's cure after a family diagnosis. Billionaire and co-founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, has pledged around $100 million in the fight against brain-wasting diseases, earmarking half of that for startups researching treatments on Alzheimer's disease. Quote, it's a huge problem, a growing problem, and the scale of the tragedy, even for the people who stay alive, is very high, he said. I hope that in the next 10 years that we have some powerful drugs, but it's possible that it won't be achieved. Of the sum total, around half is set to be donated to Dementia Discovery Fund, while the rest will be going to other organizations focusing on new approaches to Alzheimer's research. Essentially, he's diversifying his investment to see if something can attack this and put it at bay. Gates announced the move on his blog, where he explained his personal reasons for joining the effort on tackling Alzheimer's disease. Quote, I know how awful it is to watch people you love struggle, as the disease robs them of their mental capacity. It feels a lot like you're experiencing a gradual death of the person that you knew, he wrote. Some of the men in my family have suffered from Alzheimer's, Gates wrote, noting that his family history of the disease informed his insights into it, but that isn't the sole reason why he is setting millions aside for finding treatment. You have a nearly 50% chance of developing the disease if you live into your mid-80s, he wrote. In the United States, it is the only cause of death in the top 10 without any meaningful treatments that becomes more prevalent each year. Gates said that he felt, quote, optimistic about the chances that treatments will be discovered soon. Speaking to Reuters, he said that the money would be invested in startup companies who are working on the less mainstream approaches to handling disease. Those he has not yet identified the recipient. The Alzheimer's Association applauded Gates' effort and underlined that a multidimensional approach in backing innovative organizations with differing approaches was crucial to tackling a disease, the treatment of which is still at a very early stage. Having Bill Gates declare his dedication to making an impact on accelerating progress is great for the cause, the association said in a statement. And we extend our deep thanks to Bill Gates for his commitment to moving the Alzheimer's cause forward even faster, and extend our open arms in working together to achieve a world without Alzheimer's. Fantastic. Like I said, you know, sometimes there's a basis, a foundation of motivation. But the fact is, when you have the motivation and you have the funds, it doesn't look like there's anything that can't be overcome. So we'll see. $100 million is not a drop in the bucket, but it may not be all that is necessary. But Bill is putting his money where his mouth is, and that's why that's vitamin C for today.
Happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy birthday.
Oh.
Celebrity Birthdays from the old disc jockey Almanac for November 15th, 2017. Actress in Aquarius, Emma Dumont is 23. From Divergent, Shailene Woodley is 26. Falling Skies, Lacey J. Maley is 27. Snow Day, Zena Grey is 29. Model in Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, Lily Aldridge is 32. Orange is the New Black, Asia Kate Dillon is 33. Actress in Flowers, Sophia DiMartino is 34. The Nice Guys, The Kids Are All Right. Yaya DaCosta is 35. Model and actress in Battle Los Angeles, Susie Abramont is 35. American Sniper, Sammy Shake is 36. Shop Girl, Samantha Shelton is 39. Actor in NCIS and Hocus Pocus, Sean Murray is 40. The Beach, Virginia Litwin is 41. General Hospital's Jason Thompson's 41. Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, J.C. Brandy is 42. Gone Girl, Kathleen Rose Perkins is 43. Nickelback singer, Chad Kroeger is 43. Death Proof, Sydney Tamilia Portier is 44. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Jessica Hines is 45. Elementary, Johnny Lee Miller is 45. Better Off Ted, Jay Harrington is 46. Actor in The Shield and Prison Break, Danny Pardo is 46. Danny Sapani is 47 from Trance. Half and Half actress, Rachel True is 51. The Mummy, Kevin O'Connor is 54. Maggie O'Neill is 55 from Gorillas in the Mist. Judy Gold is 55, comedian and in The Aristocrats. Roberta Weiss is 56, The Dead Zone. Karate Kid movies, Ron Thomas is 56. Band leader, Kevin Eubanks is 60. Also guitarist on The Tonight Show. The Blind Side, Ray McKinnon is 60. Gotham, the series, Margaret Reed is 61. John Roberts is 61, News Channel, Fox News Channel reporter. Television director, Two and a Half Men, James Widows is 64. American History 10, Beverly D'Angelo is 66. The Young and the Restless, Judith Chapman is 66. ABBA singer, Annie Frid Lindstad is 72 today. Shawshank Redemption, Bob Gunton is 72. Law and Order's Sam Waterston is 77. Homicide, Life on the Street, Yaphet Kotto is 78. Spartacus, Joanna Barnes is 83. Comedian Burns and Schreiber, Jack Burns is 84. Petula Clark is 85. Mary Tyler Moore actor Edward Asner is 88. Recording artist William Fries Jr. is 89. What did he sing? Oh, that's right. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
A rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger them.
All right, it's time for the investment update. Michelle Heide is out in NYC dealing with a conference with other financial advisors, something that she does every year around this time. So we're going to do a little help from CNNmoney.com. The market's down a little bit yesterday. Michelle kind of warned us about it. Not significant, though. 30 points for the Dow, which is 0.13%. 19 for the NASDAQ. And 5, almost 6 points for the S&P. Still, 23,400 for the Dow, 6,700 for the NASDAQ, 2,500 for the S&P. Who would have ever thought? World markets, Japan down 1.5%. That's the Nikkei. Hang Seng is down 1%. London's down 0.5%. Germany's down 1%. So all in all, looks like a lot of profit taking going on. The gainers. Advanced Auto Parts up 16.33%. Envision Healthcare up 10. Mattel up 5. Delphi Automotive up 4, almost 5. And Juniper Networks up 4.2. Losers, Newfield Exploration down 7, Range Resources down 6.6, EQT Corp down 6.16, CenturyLink is down 6, and General Electric, with all their dividend squashing and divestiture of some of their businesses, 5.89% down. Sectors that are not doing so well, energy minerals is down 4.39 over the last 3 months. Consumer non-durables down 1.6. Everything else is in the positive. Transportation is kind of flat. Communications kind of flat. Commercial services up 2% over the last 3 months. Utilities even up 3.69%. Health services doing the best, 6.71%, along with retail trade, 4.36%. And technology, 4.24. Even finance is doing okay, 4.19. That's a fairly healthy economy. Oil is at $55.10 a barrel. It was down 1%. Gas is at $3.13, up 81.81%. Gold is up 0.33%, 1,287. Silver up almost 0.5%, $17.16. Corn at $3.37. All right, so that's what yesterday was all about. What is newsworthy that's going to have an effect today? First is a deal of Airbus to sell 430 jetliners to Indigo Partners, one of the largest orders in the history of commercial aviation. Private equity buyer, which was set up ultra-low-cost airlines around the world, made the massive commitment for the single-aisle A320neo family airliners at the Dubai Air Show. The jets will be spread out across Frontier Airlines in the U.S., Mexico's Volaris, Wizz Air of Hungary, and newcomer JetSmart of Chile. Airbus shares jumped 3.3%. Rival manufacturer Boeing quickly struck back, announcing an order from Fly Dubai for 737 MAX airplanes with a list price value of $27 billion. That Frontier thing is pretty interesting. You know why? Because Frontier flies out of Trenton, and they have some pretty good flights. It's only one flight a day type thing. So if you're not really in a rush to get to a certain place and willing to commit one day back and forth, you can get some very good prices down at Frontier. Whether they're going to expand down there, I don't know, but certainly a possibility. Markets in the red. Global markets slumped on Wednesday, and U.S. stock futures were pointing to a negative open. Crude futures were trading 1% lower. CNN Money Fear and Greed Index, which looks at volatility and six other key market barometers, has moved from greed to neutral. Next stop could be fear. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 0.1% lower on Tuesday, while the S&P 500 dropped 0.2%. NASDAQ shed 3.3%. Japan's economy grew 1.4% in the third quarter, thanks to a strong employment, solid domestic consumption, and export growth. The country was now posted seven straight quarters of expansion, its longest period of uninterrupted growth since 2001, the Japanese yen strengthened against major currencies. It's not all good news, though. Economists warn the world's third biggest economy might start running into capacity constraints. Japan's growth story has always been about overshadowed by a series of corporate scandals and low-wage growth for workers. Target plans to release earnings before the bell. Cisco and Steinmart and L Brands will follow after the close. Bureau of Labor and Statistics will release its October inflation report at 8:30 a.m., and the latest data on retail sales will be released at the same time. The weekly U.S. crude inventories report will follow at 10:30. The U.K.'s unemployment rate was just 4.3% in 3 months to September, but prices are rising faster than wages as the country negotiates its departure from the European Union. Thursday, Best Buy, Walmart, Gap, and Viacom earnings. Friday will be Abercrombie and Fitch earnings. So pre-market, S&P is down 10, NASDAQ's down 18, Dow is down almost 100, 99. Moving pre-market, Hanes Brands is up 8.78%, Edison International up 6.49%, Weyerhaeuser is up 5.88%, Vulcan Materials 5.11%, Norfolk Southern, that's the train, 4.94%. NiSource is down 7.54%. S&P Global is down 7.45%. Conagra Brands is down 7.3%. CF Industries is down 7.09%. And Acuity Brands, 6.72%. Lastly, Treasuries. The yield for the 10-year is down 0.07%, and the yield for the 30 is down 0.07%. Yield is falling, bonds are rising, bonds are being bought. Therefore, people are starting to, at least short term, cycle out of equities and go into safe havens. That would be bonds. That means that some pricing, some concerns about the end of the year might be happening right now as we are getting close to 1 month left. And given that we've had a tremendous run-up in the stock market, people, are waiting for the reconciliation to take place that's going to happen because of taxes and all that. And probably look at planning to stay on the sidelines and get back in January. We'll see. That's the best guess right now. That's the investment update. We'll have Michelle Heidi back on Monday, so stay tuned. It is time for us to take another quick break, and we'll get Diane Lane on the phone, and she'll help us talk about travel. We'll be right back.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The light's so much brighter there. Can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're down.
Everybody over there,
get on up.
Everybody out there,
get into it.
Everybody right there,
get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de familia a familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, I have a rejuvenated Diane Lane on the phone from D&L Travel up in Clinton. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How's it going, everybody?
Oh, it's like talking to a whole new person. That's awesome.
Yes.
So I'm glad.
Crazy week.
Well, you got it over before the holidays. That's good.
Yes. Oh, my God. My daughter said to me, she says, you're only allowed to be sick for one season. This is it. Because you have to be better.
I'm sure your daughter's kidding, but my goodness.
No, she's not.
No? Well, she's partially to blame. She's bringing your grandkids over to you.
Yes.
It's bringing you down. So that's funny, man.
But so funny. I wanted to get a touch bases. We're not even going to go to the warm places today. We're going to go to the cold places today.
Okay, this is wow. It's like you had
People are starting to think about skiing in the snow and winter vacations because out west they're getting dumped with the snow. Like Washington got over a foot of snow in some mountain areas.
Right.
But I wanted to bring to light some new changes. Vail Resorts has cemented itself as the grip of the top spot in North America on the ski resort industry in British Columbia's Whistler Blackcomb. They've been buying. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know if a lot of people understand that there's a lot of companies have bought out a lot of the ski resorts.
Really?
Yeah, so it's all over. KSL Capital owns Squaw Valley and Alpine Meadows. They partnered with Aspen Ski owner Henry Crown and Company to buy Inner West Resorts and a half a dozen ski mountains resorts throughout the whole area. A few days later, they acquired Monmouth Resort and most of the North California mountain resort areas.
Wow.
And then by August, they snapped up Utah Deer Valley Resort as well. So it took it's going so fast. I don't think a lot of people understand when they go in, they're going to be seeing pricing. Pricing is going to be based pretty much probably across the board the same. They thought they were going to get something cheap. It's not going to happen anymore.
Well, I mean, can we make the assumption that because these companies specialize in this, that there'll be some efficiencies to?
I hope so. It says, they have had different ownerships for a lot of the locations, and they're trying to have it consolidated.
Right.
So each of the two companies own 13 resorts. That's 26 ski resorts together.
Yeah.
And they're vying for everyone's attention. Vail Resorts bought Utah's Park City. They also bought British Columbia's Whistler's Blackcomb and Vermont's Stowe.
Wow.
So they're the leader in North American ski resort areas, but it's a new group.
Yeah.
So they're going to be a legitimate challenge to the other companies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's really big business. Colorado's Breckenridge is considered the country's two most popular resorts, as well as Whistler and Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to Monmouth, Squaw, and Steamboat, the new group, which is based in Denver, owns Vermont Stratton and Quebec's Mont Tremblant. Wow. And its 13 doesn't include Aspen Skiing Company's 4 Colorado resorts, which technically aren't part of the new group but could be cross-marketed with the other properties.
Yeah.
So it's a head-to-head competition for people now to pick a location where they want to go based on the service they got from each company.
Yeah.
You know, in Colorado, Vail, Beaverbrook, Breckenridge, and Keystone will go up against the new group Steamboat Winter Park near Lake Tahoe. Its Squaw Valley and Alpine Meadows will take on Vail's Heavenly, Kirkwood, and North Star Resort. So the Deer Valley acquisition is a new group from and has a hold on Utah football against Vail's Park City Mountain Resort. Like, you know. And Park City is unbelievable. Out of Salt Lake to go, it's a phenomenal location.
Yeah.
You know.
Is
what isn't a phenomenal location in Utah?
Yeah.
You know, and you're not that far from Nevada.
Right.
Las Vegas.
Right.
You know?
Right. So they're, when we're just saying they're buying these ski resorts, they're not just buying the mountain. They're buying the entire operation
plus the
accommodations, right? The lodging and stuff?
Yeah, they're going to pursue similar strategies, selling season ski passes, allow entrance-affiliated resorts, like Sandals does.
Right.
If you vacation in St. Lucia, you stay at one, you can go to all three.
Oh, okay.
So you have the choice of traveling around to the resorts. If they're within driving distance or a shuttle distance,
yep.
Why not? Take advantage of that situation. See what it's all about.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I like Sandals for that respect because even though it's an all-inclusive, but you can hop.
Yeah.
And same thing in Jamaica. You got to know where you're going in Jamaica for the Sandals resort.
Right.
Now, because they're expanding so much. You got both ends of the island. It takes an hour and a half to 2 hours to get to one location if you don't know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to tell people, Jamaica's a big island, just like Puerto Rico's a big island.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the issue that they're having right now, trying to get to people in Puerto Rico to get them fixed up. It's just, you know, the infrastructure has been so deteriorated over the years. They didn't pay any attention to it. You know, and that's what was going on.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. I'm not a big ski fan, but it sounds like because the ski industry is so dependent on the weather.
Yeah.
Having a company that's able to kind of protect itself by having different geographical regions sounds like a smart idea.
They're trying to get people to fly in and stay in and eat at the restaurants. Spend a total day on the mountain, which is greater than the local drive to mountains. They're trying to make people understand that there's a lot of challenges out there, you know?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. People aren't traveling overseas because of everything that's going on. So they might stay local.
Yeah, keep it in-house.
And if you're willing to take, if you got the car and you're willing to rent a car or drive a car and bop around, go for it. You know,
that's
and have
neat.
A little fun, and you get to see the country at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I love the outdoor. I just like to go to those places in the summer.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying the prospect of shortening the winter seasons because of climate change.
Right.
But last year, the Midwest and the West had a heck of a winter.
Yes,
they
did.
They had more snow than we did.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so it might go that way again this year because El Nino, La Nina is playing into the effect. The Pacific is cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlantic is hot.
Yep.
And we had a lot of hurricanes. And
generally,
when we have a lot of hurricanes, we have a mild winter.
Okay.
Because we're still hot. The ocean is still warm.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, rising, they're trying to keep the prices down for learning to learn the sport. They're trying the many high-end resorts now. They have the walk-up lift tickets are charging $150. But you know what? You gotta do the packages. You gotta learn to do the season passes. If you have somebody who is an avid skier and they want to really get into going to see the skis and all the resorts, it's way to go. You know, they had more visitors last year. They had a record in 2010, 2011, but then it might go back up this year, you know?
Well, they used to say golf was an expensive sport.
Yes, right. It is.
Skiing is expensive. You know, all that, the lift tickets and the equipment.
Yep.
Well, so.
Yeah, there's 20 destinations, mountain destinations in California, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, Montana, Oregon, Utah, Wyoming. Lodging revenue is rising because there are higher room rates. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you got to look into that. They're gonna, you know, The strong dollar has helped because Canada, usually people from Canada come down because the dollar's been strong, the euro has weakened. The Canadians are not coming into the States.
Oh, okay.
But we can go there.
Yeah, it's cheaper up there. It's like 75 cents to the dollar.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, it's a hit and miss right now, but we are very strong. And
yep.
That's the reason also to go to Europe.
Yep.
You need to go that way.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. And then if you want to go to the Alps,
mm-hmm.
Where could you not ever not try to go skiing in the Alps?
Yeah.
Like in Switzerland, Austria, Italy, France, you know?
Yep.
All those mountains, they got ski.
Yeah, they do. It's just something I've never wanted, never even had an inkling to try. I love the scenery. I love going in the summer. I've been to Squaw Valley.
Yeah.
I love that over there. I played golf right there on the base of the mountains, and I think my family.